With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. For most federal workers, Christmas Eve, the start of an extra long holiday weekend, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On at least two occasions this year, the president complained on social media that there are too many holidays on the calendar. But that didn't stop him from delivering a Christmas gift to most federal workers. Last week, he signed an executive order closing most federal offices on December 24th and 26th, giving employees and federal agencies 3 days off for Christmas, plus the upcoming weekend. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Christmas Eve, thousands flocking to Bethlehem's Manger Square and other Holy Land sites. After 2 years of subdued Christmas celebrations because of the war, scouting groups marched and children played festive music in Bethlehem and Nazareth, the cities where Jesus was born and, of course, grew up. Very wet Christmas in Southern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Sirard says the L.A. office has shown there could be anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain in lower elevations and up to a foot of rain in the higher terrain.
As far as the streets and roads and highways, we have tremendous amounts of flooding as well. So there's a lot of flooding going on. There's some rivers, small rivers and streams that are overflowing their banks. And also some mud and debris flow coming out of the recent burn areas. So it's quite a hazardous and dangerous situation across the area.
Workers installing security bars on a window at the Louvre Museum. This is the same window used in that dramatic heist in October. Maintenance workers used a freight lift to reach the second floor balcony of the Apollo Gallery. That museum addressing security flaws exposed by the theft. Investigators still searching for the jewels that are missing. This is SRN News. Food and Drug Administration issuing quite a warning.
The agency says companies that make devices designed to help people live as the opposite sex must stop marketing their products to children. FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry says, quote, "One of the most barbaric features of a society is the mutilation of its children. Pushing transgender ideology in children is predatory, it's wrong, and it needs to stop." The FDA is sending letters of warning to 12 companies accused of illegal marketing. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Toronto man arrested on charges of planning attacks on Jewish people and also facing charges for 2 failed kidnappings of women. Royal Canadian Mounted Police arresting Waleed Khan for providing property and social media accounts knowing they would be used by ISIS. Khan and 2 other men have been arrested for offenses, quote, targeting women and members of the entire Jewish community. This is SRN News. Paris says a pro-Russian hacking group has claimed responsibility for the cyber attack on France's National Postal Service. Here's Charles de la Desma.
Central computer systems at La Poste were knocked offline in a distributed denial of service after the claim by the cybercrime group known as No Name 057, French intelligence agency DGSI, took over the probe into the hacking attack. Paris prosecutors have told the AP the group has been accused of other cyber attacks in Europe, including around a NATO summit in the Netherlands and French government sites. It was the target of a big European police operation earlier this year. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Postal workers couldn't track packages. Online payments were disrupted. France and European allies are accusing Russia now of waging, quote, hybrid warfare to undermine support for Ukraine. More details at srnnews.com.